on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, good evening. It's Thursday night here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. Welcome into this week's Non-League Hour.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
98 FM.
So once again, a very good evening on Thursday the 12th of January. It's the Non-League Hour here on Phoenix 98 FM, broadcasting across Brentwood and Billericay and the surrounding areas on 98 FM. You can hear us on your smart speaker as well, or you can listen to us online wherever you are at our website, phoenixfm.com. FFL.com. And this is the show where we take a weekly look at the non-league football clubs across our area and look back at the results, bring you latest news and look forward to the coming week's fixtures as well. Starting off first in the National League, on Saturday, Southend United, they were in action against Solihull Moors at Roots Hall, and an outstanding result for them. They won by 3-0. Jason Demetriou, their longest-serving player, put the Shrimpers ahead after 19 minutes, and in the second half, Harry Cardwell, who scored his first goal since coming back from injury, and Jack Bridge wrapped up 3 points for Southend, who remain in sixth place on 38 points. What with all the issues surrounding the club off of the field, I think Kevin Mayer and his coaching staff and his players deserve a great deal of credit, because they've worked by a miracle, frankly, given what's going on off of the field. So well done to them. Not such luck for Dagenham and Redbridge on Saturday in the National League. They entertained Woking at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. And Woking, they were 2-0 up at half-time. Josh Walker scored for the Daggers on 67 minutes, but it turned out to be a consolation goal as they lost by 2-1. However, on Tuesday night, they bounced back when they travelled to Aldershot Town, and Josh Walker found the net again, twice on this occasion. He scored after 7 minutes and also after 78 minutes to give the Daggers a 2-0 win, and that has put them into the playoff spots in 7th place. They're now level on points with Southend, and they also have a game in hand on them as well. So just to look at the other teams at the top of the table, Notts County, they were held to a draw by Boreham Wood on Saturday, but they're still top of the table ahead of Wrexham, who are 3 points behind them but have 2 games in hand. Wrexham, of course, had an outstanding FA Cup upset on Saturday, beating Championship Coventry City away from home. Another team who came very close to an upset on Saturday were Chesterfield, who drew with West Bromwich Albion. They're currently in 3rd place on 49 points. Woking in 4th on the same, Barnet in 5th place on 41. At the other end of the table, Scunthorpe, Maidstone, Torquay and Gateshead make up the relegation places. So to take a look at the National League South, Braintree Town, they were in action on Saturday. They were away to Havant at Waterloo. It was a tough task for the Iron, with Havant in 2nd place, and they ended up losing 3-1. And incidentally, Charlie Ruff, former Chelmsford City midfielder, who has now signed for Havant at Waterloo, it was on the score sheet for the home side there. And talking of Chelmsford City, they were on the receiving end of something of a shock defeat. They hosted Chippenham Town at Melbourne Park and ended up losing by 1-0, a result which took struggling Chippenham out of the relegation zone. Great win for them. But City still in 4th place, Braintree currently 9th. Dartford remain top of the table. They have 5 points clear of Havant at Waterlooville, who have played more games. Ebbsfleet currently in 3rd place. City 4th, as I say. Worthing, St Albans and Oxford City make up the other playoff spots. Concord Rangers' trip to Taunton Town was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. And other results meant that Concord dropped into the relegation places, specifically with Chippenham winning at Chelmsford. Hungerford, Weymouth and Cheshire are the teams currently below them.
Just thinking so good to me, baby. And I've realized without it I can't go on. Because you're the other half that makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a love so sweet. And leaving would be the last of all my.
Bruce Springsteen and Turn Back the Hands of Time. Let's turn our attention to the Isthmian Premier League now, shall we? And we had a featured game from that league on Saturday as Billericay Town hosted Potters Bar Town. And watching that match for us on Phoenix Sport on Saturday was Lee Bailey. We can hear from him now.
And centre-back Marvel Egbeteta were the difference. Blues set about the visitors from the start, applying pressure in midfield and dominating possession. An early Javon Splatt volley that whistled wide showed the Essex side meant business. Potters Bar were forced back and Blues wonder how they didn't score during a first period they bossed. John Ufuis on two separate occasions in the first half, both after smart work in the box to find space for a strike. On 22 minutes, his effort struck the inside of the far post and was cleared. While on 43 minutes, another thunderbolt left the bar shaking. After the break on 47 minutes, the Blues swiftly took the lead as Ufuis took control of Brad Stevenson's laser-guided through ball. He offered a goal on a plate to Obisanya, which was swiftly accepted. Billericay kept pressing, with Chuli's volley drawing a diving save. The second goal had an element of the bizarre as a drop ball was awarded after the referee had deflected an earlier Obisanya strike. The restart found Egbeteta on his own as the visiting defence failed to react and he smashed gleefully home. The upwardly mobile Blues are now up to ninth and face a big test in Kent at Folkestone next Saturday.
Thanks for... So, very good win there for Billericay Town against... who were they playing again? Potters Bar Town. That was it, which took them up to ninth place in the league. Hornchurch League leaders, very good result for them. They won 3-0 away at Hastings United, thanks to goals from Tom Raitt, Liam Nash and Ricky Hales. They're 3 points clear at the top of the division, and they've played less games than quite a few other teams as well. So they're in a very good position at the moment. Aveley, they were in fifth place after a 1-1 draw at Bognor Regis Town, who led at half-time. But Kenny Aliru netted for the Millers 30 minutes from time to give them a point. Canvey Island were home to second-placed Cray Wanderers, and they took the lead through Elliot Johnson on 19 minutes. Cray equalised 11 minutes after the restart, and that one finished 1-1 as well. Canvey currently in sixth place. So Aveley in fifth, just ahead of Canvey on goal difference in those playoff spots. Hornchurch in the lead, as I say. Cray, Bishopstortford and Enfield Town also in the playoff spots. Meanwhile, at the other end of the table, Bowes and Pitsy had a trip to Kent to face fellow strugglers Herne Bay, and it was a pretty disastrous result for them, to be honest, because they ended up losing by 3-1. They didn't get off to a very good start at all, conceding 2 goals in the first 5 minutes, but they won a penalty just after the half hour, which was converted by Billy Crook to put them back in it. But just after the hour, Herne Bay scored a third and ended up winning the match 3-1. Bowers in 20th place, Brightling Region and Herne Bay below them, and Corinthian Casuals the other side in the relegation zone. So on to the Isthmian North, and On Saturday, East Surrey United travelled to league leaders AFC Sudbury. They lost 1-0. Brentwood Town couldn't keep up momentum after their bank holiday Monday win at home to Tilbury. They went down 2-0 at Felixstowe and Walton United. And Brentwood currently in 11th place. Grays Athletic are in 7th after a 1-0 win against bottom club Coggeshall Town, still without a win. Sam Bantic, the scorer for Grays after 15 minutes of that game. And Hashtag United, they kept up their excellent form as they beat Bury Town by 3-1. Goals from Alex Teliola, Jermaine Francis and Max Cornhill gave Hashtag all 3 points. Very good win for Heybridge Swifts, who were just behind them in the league. They beat Basildon United by 5-1. Rob Harvey got a hat-trick. Rhys Henry got a brace as well. Kai Jude scoreboard turned out to be a consolation for the Bees, who were currently in 13th place. Great Wakery Rovers took part in a 9-goal thriller at Lowestoft Town. However, they ended up on the losing side as the home team beat them 5-4. Wakering in 18th place at the moment. Walton Tiptree picked up a win away to Tilbury, and they're certainly in a much better position than they were earlier in the season. They're now in 14th place. Harry Phillips scored the only goal of the match from the penalty spot 5 minutes from time. Defeat for Witham Town, they lost 2-0 at Wroxham. Witham currently in 15th place. So AFC Sudbury top in the playoff spots. Hashtag United in second, Heybridge third, Stowmarket and Lowestoft are fourth and fifth. And at the other end of the table, Coggeshall Town still bottom of the table without a win and just the 5 points. I can't wait to get with you. Up. It's Bessie Boo and Get Me to the Weekends. It's Thursday night on Phoenix 98 FM. It's the non-league hour. I'm John Chubb here until 8 p.m. And just to continue with the Isthmian North, because there were due to be some midweek matches, four in total, but the wet weather on Tuesday daytime played havoc with those the matches between Felixstowe and Bury Town, Holbridge Sports and Brentwood Town, and also Basildon United's trip to Lowestoft Town were all postponed because of waterlogged pitches. The only match which went ahead on Tuesday night was Tilbury's game against Stowmarket Town, and I'm afraid it was another defeat for the Dockers. They lost by 3-0. Tilbury, who recently parted company with manager John Coventry, of course, but as things stand at the moment, their form hasn't got any better. So, on to the Essex Senior League, and there were three Friday night matches. Barking, more news about them later, actually. There's been a managerial change there. I'll come on to that when I do the news segment. But on Friday night, they beat Athletic Newham by 3-2. Enfield remained top of the pile after a 6-1 win at Buckhurst Hill. And Woodford Town, they were at home to FC Clacton, and Woodford won by 2-1. On Saturday, Clapton 2, Saffron Walden Town 3. Housted Town beat Southend Manor, bottom of the table, still without a win, by 3-0. Ilford 1-1 at home to Stansted. Little Oakley beat Takeley 2-1. Sawbridge with Town played Romford, and we had updates on that during Phoenix Sport. Joe O'Sullivan, one of my guests on the show last week, if you heard, he was watching that for us. And Romford won the match by 2-1, which will have given them confidence going into their big FA Vars tie this weekend. More of that later. The other match on Saturday, featured West Essex and Stanway Rovers. West Essex won 1-0. And there was a goalless draw at Burroughs Park between White Ensign and Redbridge. As with other competitions, the weather played havoc with midweek fixtures. There were due to be several League Cup games. The only one which went ahead was Barking at home to Takeley. Very good win for Barking on Tuesday night. Actually, they beat Takeley 7-2 to go through to the next stage. So Enfield still top, as I say, 10 points clear of second placed Redbridge. Behind them, FC Clacton, West Essex, and then Stansted. Bringing up the rear, Southend Manor, only 2 points all season for them. Clapton just above them on 10 points. So, looking at the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South, there were games on Saturday, and finished Basildon Town 2, Stanway Pegasus 4, Cogshill United 3, Tower Hamlets 2. Leaders Frenford beat Enfield Borough by 1-0. Hackney Wick 1, North West London 3, Parkview 1, Mayne Baker 2. Sporting Bengal United 2, second place Wormley Rovers 1. And finally, St Margaretsbury, they beat Benfleet by 1-0. So Frenford 7 points clear of Wormley at the top of the table. Third, Stanway Pegasus. Fourth, Burnham Ramblers. And in fifth place, Basildon Town.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place we all hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
I don't want to wait in vain for your love. From the very first time I placed my eyes on you, girl, my heart
Like great Bob Marley, Bat by the Wailers, of course, and I Was Waiting in Vain. So the final clutch of results from this week gone by, and then I should do a news roundup because there's quite a lot going on in terms of transfers and also a managerial change to tell you about as well. So the Essex Senior Cup is now at the fourth round stage, and there were a few midweek ties. Romford faced Hornchurch on Monday night, and Hornchurch beat them by 3-1. Another tie which took place on Monday was at Melbourne Park, where Chelmsford City faced Coggeshall Town, and an emphatic win for the Clappers. Chelmsford won by 5-1, and they are now in the fifth round. And also on Tuesday night, Bowes and Pitsy played fellow Isthmian Premier League club Canvey Island, and Canvey ended up 2-1 winners, so they go through. Southend United were due to play Braintree Town at Roots Hall, but because the pitch there was waterlogged, that was postponed, and that tie will now be played this coming Tuesday instead.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, on to the news roundup from our local clubs. First of all, Aveley in the ESPN Premier League. They have signed Ollie Coker and Cerny Ando, or Kearney Ando, sorry, during this last week. The latter comes from Cray Wanderers, where he'd only been for a short time, played a couple of games for them. Former AFC Wimbledon youth player who then moved up north. He played under 18 and under 21 football for Salford City. He's also played for the Metropolitan Police. Ollie Coker is a loan signing from Southend United. He's been a part of the first team squad a few times over the last few years, been with the club since he was 8 years old. And he also had a spell on East Thurrock United, played 11 games and scored 3 goals for them last season. But he has now signed for the Millers on loan. Elsewhere in the ESPN Premier League, Billericay Town have announced the return to the club of Addison Pinto, who has most recently been turning out in the Welsh League for Connors Quay. The midfielder played for the club in the National League South last year, Billericay that is, and has no shortage of experience at ESPN level, having previously played for Wingate and Finchley, Carshalton Athletic and Cheshunt. He's also had a spell at Braintree Town, among others as well. And the ESPN North Heybridge Swifts have signed youngster Freddie Price on loan from Colchester United. He's 17 years old and he's a left-sided midfielder who plays predominantly for United's under-18 side. He can also play at left-back. He was a part of the Colchester United under-21 side, which defeated Saffron Walden Town 10-0 in the Essex Senior Cup last week. He scored the 10th goal and he also hit the post late on. Another ESPN North club, Walden Tiptree, have announced the signing of attacking midfielder or striker Callum Boylan, who most recently has been playing for Great Wakering Rovers. Now, he has made 12 appearances for Rovers this season. He scored 5 goals in the process. And prior to his time there, he was with Canvey Island at the beginning of this season, just made a couple of appearances for them. Also had a spell, short spell with Basildon United, played 4 matches at Gardiners Close, and a spell at Bowers and Pitsey too. And bottom ESPN North club Coggeshall Town have borrowed midfielder Evan Collard from ESPN North rival Stowmarket Town. He has gone to Coggeshall for 1 month, having made just 2 appearances for Stowmarket this season. After being an almost ever present during their 2021-22 campaign, he played 42 times and he scored 8 goals. He also had a spell on loan earlier this season, making 8 appearances for Maldon and Tiptree. Prior to that, he played for Witham Town. He's a former Ipswich Town Academy player as well. On to the Southern League Division 1 Central, and Nicky Ironton, the manager of Walthamstow, have signed much-travelled and vastly experienced for Duncan Cully. He's 34 years old, and he's joined Stowe from ESPN South Central side, Hamworth Villa, where he pitched up last July after playing for Bracknell Town, Royston Town, and Tooting and Midship United, among his other clubs. He's also had spells with Bromley, Farnborough and Bishop Stortford, so a very experienced player. And Waltham Abbey, meanwhile, they have snapped up wide attacking player Ben Baker from Southern League Division 1 Central rivals Kempston Rovers. The 23-year-old leaves Kempston, having played 61 times for the club, finding it on 21 occasions, including 14 last, in the current season, 22-23. And in the Essex Senior League, Romford have signed striker Tom Richardson from Bramall Town, and he made his debut in their 2-1 win at Salbridgeworth on Saturday. And it's been a managerial change in the Essex Senior League, and it's come at Barking, where manager Charlie McDonald has stepped down, the reason being that he's departing to live in Dubai in a few weeks from now. And Nick Harding, previously McDonald's assistant, has replaced him as the manager.
Having a Ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a Ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight. Yeah.
about it. I just stopped thinking about it. So come and take a ride with me. There ain't no doubt about it. Tonight I'm gonna teach you how to dance. Stop thinking about it. So come and take a ride with me. There ain't no doubt about it. Tonight I'm gonna teach you how to dance. There ain't no doubt about it. I just stop thinking about it. There ain't no doubt about it. Tonight I'm gonna teach you how to dance.
That's the Kaiser Chiefs and How to Dance. So looking ahead to the weekend matches and also next week's midweek games. Now, the FA Trophy has reached the fourth round at stage. Only 32 clubs left in the competition now, but it includes four local sides and they're all in action on Saturday. Dagenham and Redbridge host fellow National League side Maidenhead United at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. Tough trip for Braintree Town, who travelled to National League side Eastleigh. Southend United, they're at home to Darlington of the National League North. And Chelmsford City, a big day for them. They travel to National League club York City. And it's also the fourth round of the FA Vars on Saturday, just the 32 sides left in that competition. The only one local to us still is Romford, and they've got quite a trip this weekend. They're off to the Channel Islands because they've been drawn away to Jersey Bulls of the Combined Counties League Premier Division, another Step 5 side. And I know quite a few of the Romford supporters carrying over for that. And making a weekend of it, as it were. If you caught the show last week, I spoke with Steve Butterworth, Romford's manager, and also the club's commercial manager, Joe O'Sullivan. If you want to have a listen to that, it's on our website, phoenixfm.com. If you go to the sports section and click on a nice little photo of me, you'll be able to listen to that. So best of luck to Romford in the Vars, and best of luck to all of our local sides in the FA Trophy as well. On Tuesday night, Dagenham and Redbridge return to National League action when they're at home to Eastleigh. The side Braintree are playing in the Trophy on Saturday. Eastleigh currently in ninth place, Daggers two above them in seventh, and Dagenham and Redbridge will be looking to improve their position in the playoffs. National League South, meanwhile, there is one game on Tuesday involving one of our local sides. Obviously, Chelmsford and Braintree are both in FA Trophy action on Saturday. Concord were due to play Chelmsford originally, so that game's been rescheduled. So Concord without a game on Saturday. But they're in action away to Farnborough on Tuesday night, and Rob Small, their manager, will be hoping that can get them out of the relegation zone. Tough one for Chelmsford City away to third placed Ebbsfleet United, and on the same Tuesday night, the 17th, Braintree travel to Hemel Hempstead Town. So let's look at the Isthmian Premier Division. On Saturday, Averley are at home to Wingate and Finchley. Struggling Bowers and Pitsy face fourth-placed Enfield Town. Billericay Town have a trip across to Kent, where they will be taking on Folkestone in Victor. Hornchurch, the leaders, take on sixth-placed Canvey Island, meanwhile. And on Tuesday night, there is Bowers and Pitsy away to Hastings United. Hornchurch, they entertain Kingstonian, and Canvey Island have a trip to East Sussex to take on Lewis. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian North this weekend, one fixture on Friday night. East Surrey United, who are currently eighth, take on second placed Hashtag United, who are in such good form, aren't they? On Saturday, Basildon United face Tilbury. Brentwood Town host New Salamis at the Brentwood Centre Arena. Coggeshall Town still looking for their first win of the season. They were home to third placed Heybridge Swifts. Maldon Tittree playing Grays Athletic. Tough one for Whittam Town Saturday. They were at home to league leaders AFC Sudbury. And on Tuesday night, Basildon are at home to Grays Athletic. Brentwood Town have a home fixture against Lowestoft Town. I'm going down to that. Actually, I'm going to be the stadium announcer for the night. So if you're going to the arena on Tuesday night, pop in the clubhouse and do say hello, won't you? And Coggeshall Town, they are at home to Hashtag United. I'll have a look at some of the other fixtures in a while after we've had another musical interlude. This is Mystery Jets and Two Doors Down.
I think I'm in love with the girl next door. It's driving me crazy, I can't take it anymore. I hear her playing the drums late at night. The neighbors complain, but that's the kind of girl I like. And maybe I should call her up, invite her around. Or maybe I should move to another town. But when I hear those drums late at night, I know I'm in love with a girl who lives
2 doors down.
I think I'm in love with a girl
who lives 2 doors down.
I think I'm in love with a girl
who lives 2 doors down.
But I'm always too shy to work the courage up. I hear that she likes to dance around the room to a worn-out 12-inch marquee moon. But maybe I should say what's up, invite her around, take her for a spin around the town.
I know I'm in love with a girl.
Let's have a look now at the Southern League Division 1 Central. And on Saturday, there was a win for Walthamstow, a 1-1-0 at Tame United to take them up to 10th place. Waltham Abbey dropped to 8th after losing 1-0 at home to 3rd place. Where, and there was another win for Walthamstow. This was the one that took them up to 10th, actually. They won 3-2 at Kempston Rovers on Tuesday night. And this Saturday, Stowe, they were at home to Biggleswade Town. Waltham Abbey have an away fixture against Hadley. So on to the Essex Senior League, and there are some games on a number of games on Saturday. Athletic Newham, they were at home to Redbridge. Housley Town versus Clapton. Stansted play Ilford. Stanway Rovers at home to White Ensign. Little Oakley play Bottom Club Southend Manor. Saffron Walden Town entertain Buckhurst Hill. And Sawbridgeworth Town face Woodford Town. A couple of games on Tuesday night, the 17th as well. Clacton versus Clapton. Housted Town play Stanway Rovers, and a couple of cup games. Saffron Walden play Woodford and West Essex at home to Athletic Newham. Two league games on Wednesday as well. Romford versus Little Oakley, and White Ensign face Sawbridgeworth Town at home. So on to the Thurlow-Nunn Division 1 South. Quite a few games. There's a couple on Friday night. Mayhem Baker face Stanway Pegasus and Sporting Bengal United at home to Basildon Town. On Saturday, meanwhile, Benfleet are at home to Hackney Wick. Barkingside at home to Burden Ramblers. Cannonwood versus Parkview. Frentford, the leaders, they face St Margaretsbury. Newbury Forest are at home to North West London. Wormley Rovers entertain Wivenhoe Town. Wormley in second place. And Harwich and Parkston play Basildon Town on Tuesday night. Also on Tuesday night, Stanway Pegasus versus Cockeshall United. And on Wednesday, there is one match as well. Tower Hamlets, they were at home to May and Baker. So on to the Essex Senior Cup, and on Tuesday night, as I mentioned earlier, Southend United faced Braintree Town at Roots Hall, the match that should have taken place this Tuesday just gone, but because the Roots Hall pitch was waterlogged, that will now be played this coming Tuesday instead. Also on Tuesday night, Witham Town face fellow Isthmian Northside East Surrey United in the fourth round, and one other tie. On Tuesday night, Concord Rangers, they are at home to Grays Athletic. Incidentally, Billericay Town have a bye to the fifth round because they were drawn away to Harlow Town. But with Harlow Town having withdrawn from all competitions, Billericay have gone straight through to the fifth round of the competition. Comes Paul Weller, the changing man.
Well, I've been used to it. in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, on the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45, just another way to survive.
So rounding things off musically, that's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dirty California. Thanks for your company this week. I'm going to be back on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoon with Phoenix Sport, 3 till 6pm. I hope you can join me then. If not, I'm back next Thursday with another non-league hour. Coming up next at 8 o'clock, it's Paul Golder and Resurrection. Take care and good night.